I know there's a few of you out there. Don't be scared, I don't bite. There we go. That's looking better. What's that? Well, you know, I always provide them with something. They know my little pink bucket. All right. Now that last reading that they did, come on up. That last reading that they did from 2 Corinthians, they were talking about how they, Paul, freely opened his heart to them, to share to them, right? And it also asks you to open your hearts to God and open your hearts to other people. There is another passage that I want to read to you. This is about the Good Samaritan. Who's heard of the Good Samaritan? Awesome. Very good. You probably have. You just don't know. All right. So the Good Samaritan, this is from Luke 10, 25 to 27. Then a teacher of the law stood up. He was trying to test Jesus. He said, "Teacher, what must I do to get life forever?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" The man answered, "Love the Lord your God. Love him with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind. Also, you must love your neighbor as yourself." Now, the passage from Corinthians that they read said to, in some versions it says, widen your heart. Open your heart wide. Now, if I have a book, I'm going to lose your place, Pastor.
No, okay.
If I'm going to open a book, right, are you going to open it just a little bit? Or how are you going to open it? How are you going to open it? You're going to open it wide, right? So you can read from it. That's the kind of thing that they're talking about here. Open your heart and your mind to God and to other people. And as always, I have something for you.